Hachette Audio presents Under Tiberius, a novel written by Nick Tosius, read by Jonathan Davis. Some years ago, in the spring of 2000, I was spending my days in the Vatican studying several unique manuscripts in the course of my research for a novel. Access to these manuscripts required high academic credentials. I had none. But in the end, after several meetings and interviews that seemed at times to be interrogations, the Vatican Library had given me identification cards authorizing the access I needed to both the Archivio Segreto and the Biblioteca Apostolica Vaticana. These cards, which bore the seal of the Vatican, attested that the Vatican had bestowed an honorary doctorate on me. I was under constant supervision or surveillance during the days of my research. But I was very fortunate that the guardian who had been appointed me was a kindly old prelate who was more devoted to librarianship and learning than to the head librarian in the sky and the recondite hierarchical ambitions of the Vatican, all of which he seemed to have waved away long ago. One afternoon, as we walked toward a destination in the vast underground maze of one great chamber that on this day was eerily deserted and silent, we passed a long high wall of partitioned shelf upon partitioned shelf of strapped shut leather tubes that cast a soft penumbral patinated glow in the dim lighting from the vaulted ceiling above them. The old prelate and I, upon first meeting, had begun our brief, tentative conversational exchanges in Italian. Slowly, by interjecting phrases of English into our talk, he let it be known that his English was more fluent than my Italian. And so, after a few days, we spoke almost exclusively in English. "What are these?" I asked, gesturing to the leathern tubes that seemed to be countless in their dark wooden places of rest in the wall that seemed to be endless. I was sure that they were papyrus scrolls. "Very, very ancient scrolls, as the leather cases that held them were ancient themselves, and the wood of the shelves appeared to have been there for centuries." He nodded with a slight smile, as though sensing what I had surmised and affirming it.
"No one knows all that is here. Some of them are 3 or 4,000 years old, maybe older."
He paused, then slowed his pace as we proceeded.
"The even older writings, the clay tablets, are in a vault in a room that diverges from the start of the passage. Back there. We passed it a while ago."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?